Are we the last ones up today?
Yes.
We're going to be over a little bit. I just want to share a little thing here in Colossians 3:1. It's been hit on a few times today by others. But I want to hit a little bit upon it from my personal perspective. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, that is the old man, and your life is hid with Christ in God. That's the new man. When I first came to the Lord offered me a choice. If I would serve him, he offered me that I could have riches, or I could have his power. It didn't take me long to think about that. I said, no, anybody can have riches. I want your power. And that has always been where I've stood, and that's what this is saying. The things which are above is the love of God. It's the truth of God. It's the life of God. It's Jesus. And all that he is and all that he has is yours. If you set your mind on the things above. Anybody can feed a man a sandwich. Amen. Anybody can take someone to the hospital, pat them on the head, and say, hope everything works out all right. But not just any man or woman can raise somebody from the dead or create eyes in the head of a 12-year-old child which has no eyes. Or make a deformed leg stretch out and become right. These are the things that we should seek, not for our glory, but for his glory. Not for our love's sake, but for his love's sake. How can people know the love of God if you don't show them? I don't know of a way that anybody can know God's love if you don't show them. And you can't show it yourself if you don't know it and have it. And as long as you're hanging on to yourself, you'll never get it. Somebody said today, you can't serve God and mammon. I wrote in the chat, you can't serve God and yourself. You got to make a choice. It's got to be a choice. And once you make the choice, stick with it. You're either going to serve God or are you going to serve yourself? And when you serve yourself, let me tell you a key that'll help you know you're serving yourself. When you serve yourself, you can see all the wrong in everyone around you. You can see everything that's wrong with those around you. Because you're operating in philios, the natural love of man. But when you are serving God, then you serve Him in agape love. And agape love sees no evil. Doesn't see anything wrong. It's full of mercy and grace. And no judgment as to whether one is saved or not saved. It's full of hope. It's full of grace. It even got patience in there. There's so much I could say, but let me give you that for now. More to follow later. Amen.